come through this one. This slave ship exhibit demands the truth. This is no time for pretty stories and fancy words. From the African Zion exhibit come these words. We are Africans, not because we were born in Africa, but because Africa was born in us. Look around you and behold us in our greatness. Greatness is an African possibility, an African-American possibility. And let us stop complaining, always complaining. You can make this greatness yours. We'll stand the storm and it won't be long. We'll anchor by and by. We'll stand the storm and it won't be long. We'll anchor by and by. Yes, I know about the crime, the gangster rap. Those of us who have garbage pits for a mouth and pollute the air with our cussing. And I also know about those I see sweeping their fronts, taking the children to school, going out to work, many at low-paying jobs, some working two jobs to survive, to make progress, as many of us have done and are striving to do. We are a strong people. And don't forget it. Don't forget that with this election, the world hasn't come to an end. The world hasn't come to an end. This morning I looked on the front page, and one of the Republican leaders is going to stress changing the tax laws. And the tax laws will benefit the wealthy. And he said, to make up for this, they will replace certain non-essential, non-defense spending. But this is what the majority of our people wanted. But we'll stand the storms, and it won't be long, because we're going to anchor by and by. And we're talking about facts and folklore. For a lot of our folklore has helped us to endure. And thinking about our folklore, we think about today, November 11th, when this program is being taped, is Veterans Day. And we certainly are included. From Crispus Attucks, the first to die in what preceded the Revolutionary War, to Colin Powell, we remember the veterans. And we remember them with this poem by Paul Laurence Dunbar. In our soft dialect, when they listed, means when they enlisted, when they listed colored soldiers. This woman is talking. They was talking in the cabin. They was talking in the hall. But I listened kind of careless, not a tinkin' about it all. And on Sunday, too, I noticed they was whispering mighty much, sitting all around the roadside when they let us out of church. But I didn't think about it. 'Twas in the middle of the week. And my lies come to see me. And somehow he couldn't speak. Then I see it all in a minute, what he come to see me for. They had listed colored soldiers, and my lies gwine to walk. Oh, I hugged him, and I kissed him, and I begged him not.